annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour today, this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, August 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Why is it wonderful? Because we learned what doesn't work in all these races last night. We reinforced the facts that we now know we have to do going forward. And we're going to do it. We're not giving up. We're not going anywhere. We're not throwing in the towel. We have a slate of candidates that are going to run for the Onaway School District in November, and they're going to win. I am personally going to make sure that they win. Remember the acronym Black Pepper. Little packets of black pepper are going to be stapled to business cards. Black pepper will be on the yard signs and on the large signs, on the campaign business cards. Black pepper will win Onaway School District race in November. I've prayed on this. I've thought about the messaging. I absolutely know they are going to win. They're going to have the resources from the Presque Isle County Republican Party, and they will win the school district. And you liberals listening are going to lose. You guys are going to lose badly. I'm going to make it my mission in life to make sure that happens. Just like I gave all my energy to Vicky's campaign, I'm going to do the same thing to Onaway School District in November. You liberal progressives and your woke agenda is not going to win in Onaway School District in November. It's not going to happen, folks, because we are going to work hard. We're going to work smart. We're going to have a slogan. We're going to have a marketing program that will absolutely get the message out to the voters of Onaway School District. You think the previous school board election was a big deal? This will be even bigger because even more people are stepping forward and are going to help fix that school district once and for all. Pressure has been applied. The woke agenda superintendent, Mindy Horn, gone. Principal, gone. Some of the teachers already resigning. The others will quit soon. We're going to fix that school district, folks. It is my mission in life as a payback to a friend who helped me win that county back in 2010. Sherry LaFave absolutely helped me win that county in 2010 against Howard Walker. I am absolutely obligated to help her fix her community schools. That school district will be fixed. Patriots are coming. The campaign strategy has already been developed. And we are going to win, and we are going to win big time. And we will absolutely destroy the liberal woke agenda candidates. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Some other good news election results last night is other incumbents that needed to go. Well, one of them in particular, he's gone. Thank God, the mushy former state representative Bob Bazat got his butt kicked by a Marine. Absolutely loved this story, supported Jason Wolford, talked to him. He was laser, Jason Wolford, absolutely laser focused on defeating the state representative, Robert Bazat. 50th House District, Jason Wolford, the president of Mission Cry Christian Resources International and a U.S. Marine, unseated the Republican incumbent state representative Robert Bazat, 33.63 to 30.24. That's 63% of the vote. Well, two others got involved in the primary. It was a four-person race. The third candidate, Dominic Restucci, I don't know how to say that Italian name. I screwed it up, Dominic. I'm sorry. Got 22.32%. And Christina Like got 13.81. Interesting. Very interesting. Because the current incumbent state representative had decided not to run for re-election. Being a former Livingston County sheriff, well, he started the year off, his wife of more than 50 years served him divorce papers, claiming the reason was for mental, emotional, and physical abuse. So in January, Bazat said he was going to retire. He was going to get out of Lansing. He was done. He even made an endorsement video for Jason Wolford, his endorsed candidate. Well, days before the filing deadline, Bazat decided to get back in and run for re-election. That video, though, that he had filmed endorsing Wolford, Jason aired it in the district on TV before the election. So it looks like Bazat, who last minute jumped back into the race, actually made a video endorsing Jason Wolford, and it worked. Smart political campaign strategy. Good job, Jason. He will easily go on to win that seat in November. Now, another friend of the show, another House Freedom Caucus member, Matt Maddock. Well, he was being challenged, and he won easily his primary election last night for the 51st House District right next door. He defeated Kevin Ziegler 59-41%. Ziegler had attempted to make things interesting by making issues out of Maddox's public missteps. Maddox's Make America Great Again brand of popular conservative politics, which was successful in his Northern Michigan district, but it didn't work in the 51st. The only precincts he won was his hometown of Milford. That was it. This is interesting, folks, because Matt Maddock will absolutely easily win in the process of going forward in November. Well, Steve Cara, another House Freedom Caucus member, as well as the lead of it, Cruz, through an easy renomination, defeating two challengers in the 36. Kara got 68.69% of the vote. Steve Kara has been on the show. Kind of an interesting another take. Josh Shriver, who's been on the show, in and out of the House Freedom Caucus, easily defeated his primary opponent, Randy Levasseur, in the 66th House District, 65-35%. Levasseur had hoped to make an issue over Shriver's controversial social media post, which he claimed promoted the great replacement theory. Well, it didn't work. He lost. Now, one of the things that we're looking at is that particular race, as well as, unfortunately, Matt Hall easily defeated his primary opponents. Hall won, as did Joe Tate, the current Speaker of the House. Gina Johnson soundly defeated her challenger, John Rocha, 72-28% in their race. Ken Borton defeated Christian Marcus, and others around the state of Michigan, all points to their team, the Bergman Machine, the puppets, the DeVos puppets, the Hoekstra puppets, now are on the ballot for November. Their money, their team, will probably win the majority of Republicans in the House. Whitmer is screwed. Plain and simple. Last 2 years of her governorship, lame duck. It's coming, people. We are in this to win it, and we are going to absolutely do everything we can to make sure she becomes a lame duck governor. Nick Wallace says, it looks like Brett Gunning won. When he texted me last night, Nick, he said he only won by one vote. That would be an automatic trigger for a recount. Can somebody please look up that race and give me the numbers now that the Emmett County clerk finally posted them? Let's see. Paul sent me something. Decided by one vote. This comes to us through the Petoskey News Review. Emmett County voters saw a number of contested races on the August 6th ballot, from the U.S. Senator's race to township supervisor positions. A total of 10,989 ballots were cast during Tuesday's elections in Emmett County. Talking about the U.S. Senate race, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Sherry O'Donnell in Emmett County came in second place. Rogers got 3,519. O'Donnell got 1,062. Amash, 876. Pensler, who had dropped out, 690. Kelly Barr, Bob Lorenzer on the Democrat side. Well, in Emmett County, Barr got 1,804 votes to Lorenzer's 1,210. In Emmett County, Bergman got 5,136. Saul got 1,601. Let's see. Let's skip over the 107th. We've already talked about it. Okay. Emmett County's sheriff race. The undersheriff, current undersheriff Matt Leierstein, won the vote. Just 359 votes more than Randy Kloss. Let's see. Let's get to the County Board of Commissioners. Contested races in districts 1 and 2, also contested 3 through 7, were uncontested. Why were they uncontested? You guys have got to get more people. Neil Ahrens and Brett Gooding ran on the Republican ticket to serve District 2. Represents Friendship, Maple River, Pleasant View, and West Traverse Townships. Both candidates were separated by just one vote. Gooding got 585. Ahrens got 584. Wow. Well, you know who that one vote is, Brett, right? His wife, Tammy. If his wife hadn't voted for him, he would have tied Ahrens. That's funny. My question is, does that trigger an automatic recount? I don't know. I thought if it was within 1% of the vote total, it triggered an automatic recount. So I don't know what the heck's going to happen there. That's interesting. They break down other races that, nah, we don't need to talk about those. Very, very interesting. Well, I'll reach out to Brett today and see if his opponent's going to demand a recount or whether he's not. I don't know. But one vote, folks, really? Honestly, I think maybe Brett was a little too confident. Maybe a little overconfident. Could have campaigned a little bit harder. Would love to have seen him win by 20, 30, 40, 50 votes, not one. That is way too close. Vicky won Helena Township in Antrim County last night. Do you know what I did on Monday night at roughly 9:30? It was dark out, getting dark out. It started to rain. I was going around to the polling places, putting up her signs in Helena Township. We didn't do a lot of campaigning there. Very, very small populated township in our county. A lot of farmers, a lot of vacant land. Well, I went across the street from the polling place, and I put 2 yard signs out, one on the east end of the polling place and one on the west end. She ended up winning Helena Township. Just saying. Was it those signs as people were driving in to vote? Possibly. But I was running this campaign as if she was going to lose by 20 points. She won by 13% over second place because you work as if you're going to lose all the way to the finish line. Yesterday, I had her campaign trailer in Yukon parked across the street from Mancelona. She ended up winning Mancelona. It's what you got to do, folks, to get the votes. You got to do it. You got to do it until 8 o'clock last night. We didn't go to bed until 3 o'clock this morning. Honestly, I don't even know how I have the strength to do this show today. I guess it's adrenaline. But we learn from our mistakes and we move forward. We're not going anywhere and we're going to win, folks. We will win. We didn't get them this time. We'll get them next time. We're going to grow this radio audience. We're going to grow the messaging, and we are going to get the candidates to fight like heck because we will win next time. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, there is an aggressive push for more electric